pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com.
Thank you.
And we have Harley Schlanger here. Harley, as I say, you're a journalistic opportunist. Donald Trump isn't a warmonger. In fact, he's actually, before he became president, for the last 30 years, he's made terrible statements against two stupid wars like the Afghan war, the war in the Middle East with the Iraqi war, and the guy that pushed it was what we call Colin Powell. I've changed his name from Colin Powell to Colin Powell because he was full of fecal matter. The war complex, by the way, is not just on the left, it's on the right, and they voted, both of them, parties actually, to continue the war and to prevent the withdrawal of troops from Iraq and Syria. What we're having is a situation where the war complex benefits from it because, of course, the proxy is that the military-industrial complex can build, say, a part in a city or town or village, and it makes money for the people, and, of course, the corruption of the district or criminals, they benefit from war, don't they?
Well, they benefit in a number of ways, but, you know, it's not just a question of money, and this is a mistake that people make because they assume that greed is the cause of everything.
Oh, no.
And in fact, greed is a symptom of evil. But you have people who believe that they are predetermined to rule, predestined to rule, and that anything that gets in their way is a legitimate target. And so you have the theory of the British Empire of geopolitics, which simply states that the British can use whatever means they have to prevent nations from joining together against them. Now, what causes nations to gang up against the British Empire? Well, the fact that the British Empire is exploiting them and looting them.
Oh, and you're kidding.
As the people,
I mean, that's what they do. I mean, this is since Queen Elizabeth I, when she set up the first intel agency that later became MI5 and MI6, the British have been ruling the world, and they still rule the world through the United Nations and their proxy of the Federal Reserve Bank system. And their alliance with the Jesuits and the global bankers and billionaires. And the globalists, by the way, are not just on the left, they're on the right, too. This is what's really disturbing about it. There's a lot of rightists around Trump that are warmongering, drum-beating maniacs. Like, you know, I think John Lightning Bolt wanted to carpet bomb the Venezuelans. I mean, what the hell would that accomplish?
You're talking about people who don't operate from the standpoint of principle, but from the idea that whatever is necessary for them to sustain their power is legitimate.
Right.
And
that,
you know, if you look at the British Empire, the concept goes back to the feudal idea of the divine right of kings. And this was something, of course, that was perpetrated by the alliance between certain monarchs and the Catholic Church. And the idea that it's left or right was something they invented.
You know,
If someone wishes to imprison you, whether he imprisons you by declaring you're a slave or by declaring you have total freedom to do whatever you want, as long as it doesn't interfere with his power, it doesn't matter whether they're considered left or right, they're still treating you as a slave. And the question is, will people overcome that slave mentality and act for their own interest? And the establishment of the Republic of the United States was based on the idea that the founding fathers had, which is that human beings, when offered an opportunity, were capable of self-rule. And that's what's enshrined in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, this concept that the people have the authority and the right, not given by government or by corporations or by banks, but from God, from natural law, that human beings have the right to form governments to act for the betterment of mankind.
Right.
And this is a threat to those people who think, no, the only right you have is the right to bow down and recognize my authority. And
right.
So
and
our founding fathers were inherently revolutionary, axiomatic revolutionaries, who opposed the British not just because of taxation, but because of what taxation represented, which is that someone asserted the right to determine the proceeds and the profits of your activity.
Now, here's a couple of other... I'm going to give a little different perspective here. Each nation has its own system of totalitarianism. Some are more severe than others. Some are different kind of flavors. For example, Islam has its form of totalitarianism. We've just talked about this just earlier this week with Dr. Bill Warner, the Tennessee State University professor with political Islam. the radon dredge, for example, and if you're kind of like not thinking, you look at the dredge in the middle central column and it says Iran, no surrender. Look, they're the peacock nation. There's many, many steps before war that could take care of Iran and neutralize them and neutralize and make a deal with Russia and China for trade and stop this warmongering maniac stuff. But, and Trump is a businessman first, which means he's going to try to pivot and develop ways of actually dealing with these situations. That's why he's sending up, you know, bombers and other things. So he's not going to send 500,000 troops to the Middle East. He's basically saying, if you do something stupid, we'll respond. But if you don't respond, we're not going to go and attack you. I think the idea that Trump is going to attack Iran is craziness. And the Iranians, some of the Iranians, by the way, the mullahs want to actually push this idea because they want to embolden their people that America's going to attack. America, has, under Trump, has had no more intention of attacking than, you know, going over and inviting, let's say, Nancy Pelosi to his birthday party, which isn't going to happen. Ha-ha. Especially after her comments.
Well, so, but Bill, what's interesting is that the Iranian foreign minister, in his response the other day when he was asked, do you think Trump is going to attack Iran? He said, no, we don't think Trump is the problem. We think it's the B team. And he said, Bolton, BB, and Bin Salman. So from the Iranian perspective, you have the warmongers like John Bolton who represent what Trump identified the other day as the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, but they can't do a damn thing without Trump's approval. And these generals know they're on a short chain. You know, McMaster found that out the hard way, and this guy was a hard butt, if you want to call it. The fact is, Iran, what we need to do with Iran is pretty straightforward. We need to start doing sanctions against nations that continue with this so-called trade treaty when Iran is enriching nuclear materials. We need to have further embargoes of their oil and other materials and simply say, look, we want to work out a deal. You can have your mullahs in your religious state. Just don't threaten Israel. Don't support Hezbollah. And don't try to hit American military bases because they're threatening to hit bases. Now I heard the latest statements are actually pulling it back because they realize Trump is a counterpuncher. Trump absolutely will not attack Iran. But if they attack our military bases or Israel, God help them. And I think what people have to understand, Trump is a pivoter. He wants to make a deal, even as he sees, for example, Chinese special forces in Venezuela and Russian nuclear materials in La Archilana and Nicaragua. He knows that he can work out a deal. This is a desperate move by countries that are basically frightened by the power economically and otherwise of America. And Trump is actually a rational person. He's not irrational like Bolton and Pompeo and so on that want to beat the war drums. Because like this congresswoman who used to be in the military, it's from Hawaii, she's actually running for president. I don't remember her name now. Kelsey Gabbard. And she actually was rational over this. She basically said, do you know the cost of war? You know, it's like I say, if we were to sit down at the table after the war is over, like World War One, World War Two, whatever, or even the Civil War, did we want to do this war? You know, in ancient times, they'd have a hero that would go forward instead of the whole troops dying, thousands and thousands dying, they'd have two heroes fight out the war. I got something even different. Let's say we have an accountant, and we have an accountant on either side, and we say, okay, how many dead people on your side and my side before we just sit at this table? Rather than going to war, why don't we decide to just kill, you know, 30,000 of each other's citizens with a lethal injection and destroy so many buildings, we'll blow them up themselves so, you know, we don't have radiation or whatever. And then at the end of that, we can sit down at the same table. I mean, that's how irrational war is. War is never a rational option, is it? Never.
Well, Bill, let me go back to something you said, which I don't think is actually true. The Iranians don't want a war.
Of course they don't. Of course they don't want a war.
But the Iranians were not violating the nuclear agreement. The International Atomic Energy Agency, the U.S. People involved in it were saying that Iran was abiding by the agreement. It was Bolton who provoked
But after these statements, the reports have come out that I've actually seen verified, they are increasing enrichment of uranium. Now, to be honest with you, it doesn't matter if they enrich uranium. If they want to get warheads, they can just get them from Russia or even on the open market, let's say from Pakistan, right?
They need to nuclear weapons. They're not enriching it to the level they need to. And furthermore, they did that as a reaction to having the new sanctions put on them.
Of course they did. I mean, you got to. What you're doing is you're showing their perspective, in other words, is what you're doing.
Well, what I'm saying is that the story that was used to say that we have to send more troops, the USS Abraham Lincoln, B-52 bombers, F-35 planes, and things of that sort, came from so-called intelligence sources, which said they had picked up leads that Iran was going to hit U.S. targets. Now, let me break something down for you and the listeners. The commander of the British side of an Operation Inherent Resolve, which is the anti-ISIS command, a man named General Kika, came out and said, there's no evidence of an escalation against American interests from Iran, either in Syria or Iraq. And he was immediately reprimanded by the idiot who's the foreign minister, Jeremy Hunt, of Britain. Now, where's the story coming from that the Iranians are about to target American ships?
Well, not only that, I want to add another perspective to that. You know, the Shia, this is important, though, to insert this, and I want you to continue, that the Shiites, which are the Iranians, are fighting against ISIS with us. People don't get that, do they? Please continue.
No, that's right. But more importantly, they have no intention of provoking a broader war. That's why they supported the Assad regime. The people supporting the broader war were the Israelis and the Saudis.
Exactly.
And who are the Israelis and Saudis working with? That's with the British. And what I wrote in my article is that the history of U.S.-Iran conflict is not really a U.S.-Iran conflict. It's a British conflict which pulled us into it. Going back to 1953...
Right.
The overthrow of Mossadegh, who was a popularly elected leader.
Right.
What was his crime? He was going to take back British Petroleum's, oil fields from British Petroleum. British then got the U.S. to run a coup to overthrow him in 1953.
Actually, the first thing before he offered that, actually, was just to ask the British to set up a chemical treatment plant to actually make plastics and petrochemicals. He wasn't necessarily trying to boot them all out completely. He wanted them to reinvest in Iran. And the thing is, their response was, we're going to get rid of you, son of a bitch. So they get rid of Mossadegh and put him in prison and put in the Waft and put in the Shah of Iran. And then the CIA, by the way, have contacts inside Iran. They decided to actually pull out the Shah and put in Ayatollah Khomeini and the people they now say are these devils, when in fact they made the state religious. If you went to Iran, it went to Iran before... The CIA actually took out the Shah, which is a bad guy in himself because he was actually torturing and killing Iranians. Then you realize it was the CIA that actually put in the Khomeini and all of these mullahs. They were put there by our CIA and the British.
And here's the reason, Bill. I have a friend who wrote a book called Hostage to Khomeini, which details this. What the Shah was starting to do was he realized at a certain point that he couldn't have... an economic revolution without a bit of a social revolution. And so he was starting to move against the oligarchs in Iran.
Right.
And the British decided it would be better to put in a 14th century dark age group ruling Iran than to have the Shah, who would link up with... The Shah's not a good guy, but he began to realize he couldn't rule the way he was. Now... Mossadegh.
He was going to make business deals with Germany and France and Britain and so on, yeah. And they didn't want that. They wanted to wall Iran off and actually make sure, because Iran is very, very creative. These are smart people. That's why when they got a hold of our drone,
This was a British target going back to the 1880s.
Exactly.
In 1907, the British worked out a deal with the Russians to carve up Iran. The Russians were given the northern third. The British took the southern third on the Persian Gulf, and then the middle third ended up in British hands as well.
Wow. Yeah, the idea, they didn't want to have a strong, large Iran. That's why when the Iran-Iraq War, there was a 10-to-1 ratio of Iranian to Iraqi troops. We gave the weaponized and experimental anthrax vaccine, which also poisoned our troops. And then we hid the medical records in the Oklahoma City Murrah Building, which is why they blew it up. Did you know that? Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle for the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life.
Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A+ to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and what's soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. these characters. So we're back. So let's get into these other news items. We have Theresa May being forced out. We have elections in Europe. Let's get into it.
Well, I think there are a few news stories that are just worth bringing up in the context of what we were saying. The exposure of the war party of trying to use either Iran or Venezuela, but ultimately teeing up something against Russia and China.
Right.
Their efforts depend entirely on keeping most of the world's population ignorant of the real issues of the life and death of nations, finance,
right.
Economic development, and so on. And what's happened is there are proof once again in a series of elections that we haven't seen the end of the rebellion that began with Brexit and the Trump election. In India, all the pundits were saying Narendra Modi was in big trouble, that Modi was using Trump-style racism against the Muslim population in India, that Modi was a potential authoritarian, and the Indian people weren't going to go along with that. This was pure British propaganda.
Right.
What happened in India is that people saw that Modi's ultimate goal was to establish an independent economic power in India based on going back to what Nehru had done, which was emphasize industry, cutting-edge technology. And to do that, India had to have a policy of alignment with China ultimately. And so Modi has resisted full endorsement of the Belt and Road Initiative, even while he's had a series of meetings with Xi Jinping, where he said, look, we're going to work this out in the long term. And what happened was that, contrary to expectations, he increased his majority. He has an absolute majority in the Indian parliament, which is unusual these days.
Right.
And this goes against what people have been saying. The neocons were trying to get India to become part of the what they call the Indian Ocean Coalition, or the sub, actually I can't remember the term for it, but they had this term which includes India and the Southeast Asian nations. And what they're finding is that these countries don't want to go along with it because they see it as an extension of what Obama was trying to do with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So Modi's victory is another setback for this crowd. And then you have Trump going to Japan this weekend, and everyone's making a big deal of the emperor abdicating there, and Trump will be the guest of honor at the reception in Japan, and what's this all about? What it's about is that Trump has worked with Abe, the Japanese prime minister, to work together with India and Russia and South Korea on issues such as North Korea, on issues such as the possibility of Japan joining the New Silk Road of China without getting hit by sanctions from the United States. And so there's, again, a shape of a new financial system coming about, which Trump is working directly with the Japanese prime minister on. Then you have the continued fallout of Trump's 90-minute phone call with Putin a couple of weeks ago, and the fact that the Russians are basically saying they see no reason why there would be continued conflict between the U.S. and Russia. And you now have, for the first time in Europe, parties coming out saying they want to get rid of the sanctions against Russia. And this will have a big effect on the election this weekend. For people who don't know this, the European Parliament, which has 28 member nations, is having elections. And the story in Europe is that the center-right coalition will probably emerge victorious. And they say this is the Trump coalition, this is the right-wing nationalists, neo-Nazi authoritarians, and blah, blah, blah. What it really is people who object to being dictated to from Brussels.
Right.
And we see that with Brexit, you know, the attempt by Theresa May to have a non-Brexit Brexit fell flat. And the result of that is that Nigel Farage founded a new party 3 weeks ago, which has double the support of the two so-called major parties in Britain, the Tories.
I know, isn't that amazing? The numbers are quite mind-boggling, aren't they?
Well, and it's because here's May who says, oh, yes, I'm for Brexit, but we can't
She's
have
not.
It.
She's a liar.
The terms of the European Union. And then she works out with the European Union that they have terms that won't accept Brexit.
Oh, come on. So she's ridiculous, and she's not even a good negotiator. The fact is, Trump, and there's other people, Trump-like people in Italy, Hungary, Austria, and other countries that are deciding they want to reformulate the union of what we call the European superstate. They don't want a superstate that dictates from Brussels and Strasbourg. They want where there's some degree of autonomy in each nation, right?
Well, what's interesting is what was done in Austria, where you have this what's called the Freedom Party, which in the past had been maybe a 12 to 15% vote, but in the last election made it up to about 24, 25% to become the second largest party, and was then brought into the coalition with Sebastian Kurz from the People's Party, or the so-called Conservative Party.
Right.
Now, what is interesting about the Freedom Party is that they explicitly are anti-sanctions. They tend to be pro-Russia, and now they're pro-China. They want to work with the Chinese, even to the extent that they're discussing changing the rail gauge that leads into Vienna so that it would be compatible with the rail gauge being put in by the China-connected tracks from the Balkans and also from Greece. And so,
because the rail gauge is more compatible with the Chinese trains that come in, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Now, this is it's an expensive do-over. If you're going to redo the rail gauge in Central Europe, it's not a cheap deal. But you have to know that it's for the next 30 to 50 years as opposed to some quick buck operation. Now, what's interesting is that the person they targeted is one of the leaders of the Freedom Party, a guy named Strache, who was filmed 2 years ago. This is the setup. It sounds like a typical FBI setup. A woman came to him saying she represents a Russian oligarch, and she'll help get some loans for his party in return for some contracts that would be signed with the pro-Russian oligarch. And after some drinking, he was joking about it and said, well, yes, I think we can arrange something. It's one of these typical setups where they hired an actor. They had Rolls Royces in the parking lot. They had a yacht on the beach. So he thought he was really dealing with a Russian oligarch. Now, would he have ever done what he said he did? Well, no, there's no evidence that he would have given any special concessions to an oligarch who didn't exist. But they used this 2 years after it was filmed to try and bring down the coalition government. The person they were really targeting was the foreign minister, Knizel, the one who invited Putin to her wedding. And when the chancellor or the president, Sebastian Kurz, fired the Freedom Party people, the one he kept was the foreign minister, Knizel. So it's not going to change the policy of Austria, but it shows the extent to which these British networks, the same ones, by the way, who ran Russiagate, the extent to which they're trying to go to break the resolve of the anti-Brussels forces throughout Europe. So the election this weekend, we'll see probably by Sunday night or Monday whether the center-right parties prevailed. I think they probably will have at least a third of the vote, which is a significant increase. It may make them the largest coalition in the European Parliament. And what's their policy? Their policy is less Brussels, more sovereignty for the nations of Europe. And that's, at this point, a pretty popular position.
Amazing.
So you have these developments with the May government collapsing, Trump, meanwhile, heading to have tea with the Queen in about a week. And in the midst of this, you have Trump tweeting about Christopher Steele and the British role in setting him up in Russiagate. So between his discussion on Fox News about the military-industrial complex and his tweets about the role of the British in the coup against him, and then the order he issued yesterday that the CIA and the FBI must cooperate with providing the documents being demanded by Bill Barr, the Attorney General, this has caused a complete panic among the people who were trying to get rid of Trump. So what did they do? They did this other classic setup. Before the meeting with Trump yesterday to discuss infrastructure cooperation, the Democrats had a conference where they discussed impeachment. And Pelosi said, well, we're not ready to impeach yet. We shouldn't impeach. But then in her press conference, she said Trump is committing crimes, that Trump is involved in a cover-up. And then after saying that, she waltzes into the Oval Office and says, okay, Mr. President, let's talk about cooperation on infrastructure. And Trump said, no,
I think she's showing, if you know, I'm going to put my doctor hat on. I honestly, my white coat, my doctor's telescope, I think the woman is losing it. She's trying to go so far left she can maintain control in her party, and her party's lost it so far. It's like the comments from Lindsey Graham. The Democrats are not presenting anything that might be considered reasonable to confirm the public that maybe there's an opposition to Trump. They're going to destroy themselves geopolitically. And I don't want to see that. I want to see a dialogue where there's another party or parties that try to pull Trump to do things that may be more Trumpian. Because, honestly, there's parties inside his office, his White House, like John Lightning Bolt and other people like Pompeo, that are pulling him to do geopolitical things that I think are counter to America and counter to humanity.
Well, also, you have a grouping in the Republican Party that wants the infrastructure discussion to fail because they disagree with the idea of an expenditure of funds on infrastructure, unless it's going to...
In fact, it was actually one GOP member of the Congress that actually killed the infrastructure bill moving forward.
It's Paul Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah. And McConnell agrees with Ryan on this. So, it's again, it's not a partisan concern, and Trump knows it. And so he was honestly reaching out to Pelosi and Schumer, and he said, look, either we can work together on infrastructure or you guys can run around with these stupid investigations. And now what they're saying is that, well, Trump is blocking the continuation of the Mueller report. Well, the Mueller report's over. It's a done deal. And the fact is that the Mueller report is not what a lot of Republicans think, which is a total whitewashing of Trump. It has a lot of false claims in it, including continuing the false claim that Russia meddled in the 2016 election.
Right.
And I just did an interview with Bill Binney, the former technical director of the National Security Agency, where he presented the forensic evidence, which shows that there never was a Russian hack. That the timing, the sequences, the use of these so-called FAT files and everything else points to an internal thumb drive.
Thumb drive transfer, which is why our guy is dead. I mean, it was in an interview outside the university.
Yeah.
Seth Rich. The Seth Rich issue. And once all these 302s and internal documents in FISA come forward, all the other documents are going to show very clearly it had nothing to do with the Russian hack. It was an internal transfer of files because there were people inside. By the way, what I heard is that this people, the reason why Seth Rich did this, he was a Bernie Sanders supporter, and he was so disgusted about what was going on inside the Democratic Party, he was willing to release information and had nothing to do with the Russians. The Russians were not involved at all.
He was a whistleblower, but here's an interesting thing. Until recently, and you and I have discussed this because I think he's a congressman from your area, Devin Nunes,
right.
He did a wonderful job.
He's in our area. Yeah.
Well, he did a wonderful job defending Trump from the charges of Russiagate, but he still said it's the Russians who did the hacking and the meddling. Now, in the last 10 days, he's come out and said, we've got to look into people like Joseph Mifsud. We've got to look into the British side of this. I'm beginning to believe it wasn't the Russians at all. Now, it took him 2.5 years to figure that out, but I'm glad he did, because it shows that you can change people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Amazing stuff. I mean, when we pull back the masks and the sheets and all the other, we start to realize things can be worked out, and Trump is the kind of guy that can work it out with the right advice and the right advisors. And he's always pulling against people inside his own party and inside his own White House that are actually pulling him in the wrong direction. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sun-theanine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress to Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol for Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetalene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotaped consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the provided nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
Well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we go. Let's see how far we go.
And welcome back. I think it's interesting that Bennett and Clapper are at each other's throats. It's like a bunch of pit vipers biting each other now that the boom's going to fall, isn't it?
Well, what's interesting is that you have Comey, who said that he included the Steele dossier. First of all, he denied the Steele dossier had been in it, but now he's saying, well, the Steele dossier was in it because Brennan and Clapper told him to put it in. And Brennan and Clapper said, no, it was Comey's idea. Then you have Comey and Loretta Lynch at a clinch at each other's throats. So the fact that these guys lied and thought they could get away with it, now that they find they can't get away with it, they're trying to point the finger at each other. But here's something really significant. 2 days ago, the Daily Telegraph, or 3 days ago, the Daily Telegraph, which is not a pro-American magazine or newspaper by any means,
right?
But they had a story titled, Theresa May's Spy Chiefs Were Briefed on Christopher Steele Dossier Before Donald Trump.
Right.
And it goes through and says, Steele personally briefed MI5 Director Andrew Parker and MI6 Chief Alex Younger. Now, this is really significant because it means that if they had evidence, if what they had were true evidence that showed there was a Russian intervention into the U.S. election, why wouldn't they brief the United States first? And why wouldn't they brief Trump? Instead, they went to Brennan through the intelligence agencies and used this to set up the Get Trump Task Force. So Devin Nunes, and I think he's from the San Diego area, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, he's up in our North County area.
Okay. Well, he wrote a letter to Trump yesterday in which he says that if these claims are true, that these people were briefed before you, then it raises important questions about the potential role foreign government officials may have played in spreading the dossier's false allegation and may have taken in response to the allegations. So he said, to better understand these matters, I respectfully request that you ask Prime Minister May about the British government's knowledge of the Steele dossier and whether the British government took any unilateral actions based on information provided by Steele. And then he gives seven questions to ask. One, did Steele inform British intelligence or government officials? In other words, to confirm whether that report in the Telegraph is true. Did they discuss this with Steele before talking to Trump? Did any current or former U.S. government or intelligence officials inform any current or former British government intelligence officials about Steele's allegations? And so on. Then he goes into the specifics on Joseph Mifsud, because Mifsud was the so-called Russian professor who's not Russian, who's not really even a professor.
No, he's not even a professor, but he's an intel operative working with the Italian government, with the British and others, isn't he?
Well, he was working with the British and with the CIA and the FBI.
Yeah, he was actually a trainer. What I heard is he was a trainer with these guys.
Well, yeah, and he went to Papadopoulos and told Papadopoulos that the Russians have these hacked emails and will provide them to Trump. And he said to Papadopoulos, I'll introduce you to Putin's niece. Now, Papadopoulos didn't know that Putin didn't have a niece. And then
You're kidding.
Then they tried to hook up Papadopoulos with a woman who was deployed by the FBI to ask Papadopoulos about what he knows about Russian stealing of the documents from the Democratic
Party. Right, she was the one who was actually this spy bomb. And she was actually trying to induce him for sexual activities, although he was engaged. In fact, his current wife and him wrote this book of all the revelations, and I believe there's some big lawsuits going to happen here. Papadopoulos is not going to walk away from this either, is he?
No, and he's telling the truth now. So he raises the whole question of the relationship of Mifsud with British intelligence and U.S. intelligence rather than Mifsud as a Russian intelligence operative, which is what Mueller has in his report.
Right.
So what all of this shows is that what Mueller put in his report, even though ultimately he exonerates Trump, is that a lot of the lies of the narrative of the British and the Brennan, Clapper, Comey crowd are still in the report. And that's what the Democrats are using to continue to try and smear Trump. That's why it's so important what was done by Roger Stone and his attorneys to get in writing affidavits from Bill Binney that they're going to bring up at the trial of Roger Stone in September about the fraud of the so-called Russian hacking. Now, here's a really interesting point that Binney always brings up, and a lot of people bring this up. Why did the FBI never look at the DNC servers? Why did they never do a forensic evaluation? Why did they rely on the work done by CrowdStrike, which was the firm the Democratic Party had hired to protect their computers? Why would you take the report from a company if, in fact, there was a hack that was incompetent in stopping and protecting the Democrats from the hack? The fact is there was no hack. That was a fraud. The report of a hack was a fraud.
But that's going to disappear as soon as all these 302s and other documents come out. It'll prove that the death of Seth Rich was part of a scheme. In fact, the people that killed Seth Rich were the people that were trying to maintain this hacked dialogue, weren't they?
Well, and also that's why there were just 17-count indictments against Assange, who's being held under very harsh circumstances by the British government. He's essentially being put in solitary confinement. And what is his crime that he was convicted of in Britain? It was jumping bail. So, you know, what I think they're going to try and kill Assange in prison or ship him to some, maybe Guantanamo, and torture him to death by the...
The best thing for Assange is to actually get a spot on a major cable news network or also social media to tell his whole story, because the fact is the death of telling the truth is not just people like Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson. It's the death of social media and whistleblowers, because if Assange goes down, and by the way, before he left, he sent me his entire database of material. Do you know I have it?
No.
Yeah, I got it. I got a huge amount of data. Terabytes.
Well, and the important thing about Assange is that what is the charge against him?
Yeah.
That he was illegally producing documents detrimental to U.S. security.
He was asking too damn many questions. He's asking questions.
Well, Bill, of the specifics are that he published documents which prove there were war crimes committed in the wars in Iraq. Now,
of course,
this was not meant to attack the whole U.S. military. It was to show that there was a cover-up of war crimes that were committed. So why is it criminal for someone to expose criminal activity by the government? If Assange can be put on trial and convicted of this, it would have a chilling effect on any future effort by an honest journalist to report crimes and corruption of government officials. That's why this is so important to the average person. Now, whether you like Assange or not, whether you disagree with him publishing these documents, is besides the point. If your government is committing crimes in your name with your tax dollars and then prosecute someone who exposes the corruption,
right,
then what does that say about the First Amendment? What does that say about the Fourth and Fifth Amendment? It throws out the Constitution. And so here's another example of where there are some people inside the Trump administration who are poorly advising Trump. Now, I don't know whether Trump was the one who signed off on the Assange new indictments. Probably not. But it's something he should speak out on. And this is something the Democrats are trying to keep from doing.
Right. Well, honestly, I think when I see the things that Assange did, he raised issues that blew things apart. In fact, Assange is, to a great extent, the reason why the British scheme is being blown apart now. And ultimately, before the election, there's going to be DNI, Department of National Intelligence, Five Eyes, Mr. Steele, CIA and FBI, and Department of Justice, all the way up to Obama and Valerie Jarrett, that are going to do the perp walk. And to be honest with you, if you don't clean this up, no future government in America is free from totalitarian manipulation and control by intel agencies that are transnational with globalists.
And this that's puts exactly the whole, what Trump is saying. Trump is saying, I have to fight this through, not just for my sake, although I've been the victim of one of the greatest scandals in American history, but for the sake of future presidents
And the future planet, there's not just America. America's the most powerful nation, but it's being the victim of this whole process, because if you can't victimize and control America through evil means, for example, COGS, which are through the United Nations, which again is an arm of the British, if you can't control it through the intel agencies that are collaborating to do things that are illegal for the CIA to spy on American citizens, but you can get Five Eyes and Mr. Steele to do it. See, all of these schemes are actually ways of getting around the actual proxy of actually elected government, so globalists and control freaks can actually get control of the world. That's what it's all about,
well,
isn't it?
And this is why we're asking President Trump to include in this fight the exoneration of Lyndon LaRouche.
Right.
Because LaRouche dedicated his whole life to exposing this British-directed fraud, which in the biggest strategic sense is not just lying about Russiagate and things like that. The British attacked science. They attacked the teaching of real history. They attack the educational process that develops creative minds instead of robots. And in doing that, they create a subservient population. And what we're seeing is that sections of the U.S. population and the world population are waking up to the fact that they've been deliberately victimized on behalf of these global banks and these global military institutions and so on. But the ability to fight it was shown to them by the courage of Trump in standing up against this so-called deep state. And
right.
We have to make sure that this is not a one-man battle, that it's not left just to Trump. The fact that
let me add an element that you probably think is a great idea. I think you guys at the LaRouche Foundation come up with some great ideas and perspectives on how to prevent war, but I call it defense of Earth and defense of future humanity and future nationhood. We don't want a homogenized world where there's no nation states. We want a world where nation states have some degree of autonomy and control of their borders and their population and their industry and their art. What I see happening is what Trump's doing is he's an example of populism that's rising, because people see the end of this game is to homogenize the world and to destroy not just Christianity and Islam, but all religions, and to have a totalitarian cyberstate where basically much of the population is reduced. The elite are cybernetically and genetically enhanced as like a caste system, like in Hindu mythology. And the totalitarian cyberstate is basically like the Matrix. This is coming. People don't people like Trump see this coming and know that in order for the human race to actually have a future, America must be free and nations must have populism and national borders. That's why the rise of populism in Europe is so important. So these elections in Europe are important, because you're going to start seeing a reformulation of the European superstate where there's some degree of autonomy. I mean, they couldn't even get money from the European Union to rebuild the cities and towns destroyed by the earthquakes a few years ago in Italy.
Well, since we're running out of time, let me just tell you that next week I'll be able to give you and your listeners a full report on what really happened in the European elections, which you will not get from the media in the United States.
I'm sure you won't, yeah. So that's important, because the rise of a new reformulated Europe is a good thing for the world, isn't it? It also means that they'll probably end up with peace with Russia, and the conflicts that have been fomented by the British royal crown, were basically the masters of chaos, who fomented much of the revolutions, the revolution of Adolf Hitler, the revolution of Russia and China. All these revolutions, socialist revolutions, were fomented by the Russian royals, weren't they? By the British royals.